Hey everybody, Dean Graziosi, welcome to the Weekly Wisdom. Okay, I am on a Malcolm Gladwell kick. I read David and Goliath, amazing book. I shared a lot of what I discovered in that book a couple weeks ago. And right now, I just finished Outliers, amazing book. I recommend that one as well. It's just his way of communicating really fits with me, and I got to absorb it really, really fast and easy. So I was thinking today, what could I share with you in the book that I thought was fascinating? And this was one of them. Do you know hockey players in Canada, the Canadian sport, Canadian pastime? You know, if you're from Canada, you know hockey is a part, it's in your blood. Canadian hockey players, they're born, right? So by 8 years old, a lot of the hockey players are evolving, literally 10, 12, 14. They're playing in these really competitive teams, finding the best hockey players in the world that'll go on to be on the national hockey team leagues and in the Olympics and those type things. So a study was done on what produces the best hockey player. And they were talking about genetics and where they're from and who their coaches were and all these different things. And when they put all the variables together, you wouldn't believe what the answer was. What makes a successful hockey player, what makes up the majority of the all-star teams, of the Olympic teams, of the best teams in these young kids happens to be birth date. Yeah, it sounds like a crazy thing, right? But here's what they realized at 8, 9, 10 years old. A one-year difference in someone physically is totally transformational. So January 1 was the cutoff. And what they realized, if you were born on January 2nd to being born on, say, December 5th, a whole year's difference changed everything. Because physically, mentally, that person was 1 year more mature. And at 9 or 10, it's huge. But here's how the snowball rolls down the hill. And this is what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about today going from courage to confidence to results, okay? So think about this. Two boys go in with the same exact ability, and their coaches and the way they're selected are replacing maturity and age for ability. So you get a smaller 9-year-old and a fully developed 10-year-old. They're a year apart playing each other. The 10-year-old is more mature. He's stronger. He's doing better. What happens? The coach gives him more attention. What happens? That kid gets picked for extra practice. That kid's parents are told, this boy has something. You should pay for additional training. This boy is doing great. He should be on the all-star team. And what that does, and Malcolm Gladwell didn't say this exactly, but I was alluding and seeing it so crystal clear, is the confidence that those one-year older boys are getting is allowing them to have the confidence to go further, to know they're better, to mature. And if you think that only works for the 10-year-olds, it doesn't, because when that starts at 10, the boy that was just as capable, if he was born 3 weeks later, he's on the other side. He's not getting picked for the all-star team. He's not being told he should get extra practice at night. He's not being told how amazing he is when absolutely positively a year later he could be the same exact player. So when I really look at that, is those boys all go in there, say, scared, nervous, am I going to be on this next level junior great team? And they all have to be courageous, right? They all have to be courageous to get out there and fight for it. But when courage flips over to confidence is when you get wind behind your back. So both of them going in with courage. One of them's courage is getting beaten down while the courage is paying off with confidence. And that goes on forever. Now, they went on and studied all sports with these cutoff dates. And conclusively, the number one thing for somebody to make it in sports is literally date. Could you imagine that? So when you think about that, how does that relate to you guys and wanting to get invested in real estate? Is if you don't start with courage, you'll never find the confidence to get in the game. So here it is. If we go one level deeper than courage, what could stop you from being courageous? And I talk about this a lot, I know. But it's the stories we tell ourselves. What stories are going on in your mind? What stories come out of your mouth? If you're saying, I'm going to try real estate, but I have to deal with this. I'm going to try real estate, but my area is kind of going too fast. I'm going to try real estate, but I'm busy, but I don't have time, but I don't have money, but in spite of my friends telling me I can't, I'm going to try it. So before we get to courage, let's park courage on the side. If you tell yourself shit stories, for lack of a better word, you're not going to find the courage to get in the game. So check your stories this week. Really, on the deepest level, check your stories. Secondly, how can you be courageous if you're hanging around people who rob your courage from you by telling you you can't, you shouldn't, it's too fast? If you don't have those stories, the crap stories you're telling yourself, if someone else is telling you those stories, how are you going to find the courage? So this week, I would really be consciously aware of the stories you're telling yourself and spin them. You know, instead of saying, wow, this area is moving too fast, I don't think it works, go to deangraziosi.com, find somebody in your area, find their string of evolution, and if they're doing it, why can't you? I'm investing all over the country. I have students in every city and every state across this amazing country doing well. If they could do it with similar obstacles, being scared, why can't you? They can. That's called leverage. So change the stories. Change who you're hanging around at least for a week, because if they're putting negative stories in your head and you're repeating them, then that's the story you tell yourself. Because how do you get courageous when you're scared? Fear does not equal courage, does it? You can't be fearful and courageous at the same time. Negative people, negative conversations, bad stories, and people telling you can't will breed fear, will kill your courage. So let's work on that. Next level, get courage. Get courageous. Get leverage to do it. Go to deangraziosi.com. Find other people who are out there doing it. Go to deansmedia.com. Video after video, home video. My students that were just like you that are now doing amazing things. That will start building this courage muscle. Because until you have courage, you'll never have confidence. Confidence comes when you get in the game. So you have to change a story, change some people around you, get courageous, and then make a list of the 1, 2, 3 things you want to do this week. So many people look at real estate as this big monster, complex thing that they got to jump into and change their entire life. No, it's one incremental step at a time. Think about this. If just this week, if you're just starting in real estate, you can get my book. If you don't have my book, you can get 30 days to real estate cash for free. Go to deansfreebook.com. If you're on iTunes or if you're on YouTube, if you're at deangraziosi.com, up over here, there's a link. Get my free book. It's free. Hardcover. It's an amazing book. You could download it immediately. Go through the book and find out how to do the 25-to-1 strategy. If you're new, put that in place this week. It's one bucket. It's not the whole real estate universe. If you get the 25-to-1 strategy in place, then start working Craigslist. Both of those give you the ability to find deals other people can't. There's other strategies, a lot more in here, but that's just two of them. On the other side, use this book and use a strategy to put buyers on your list. That's another bucket. It's not the whole real estate universe. It's not having to go to college for 4 years. This is total immersion. Get some deals coming in and work and put some buyers on your list. You could do both of those in the next 2 weeks of your life. Now, is that gonna make you $1 million and make you rich overnight? No, and anybody who tells you that's lying. But what will it do? It'll show that your courage could turn into confidence when deals start coming through the 25-to-1, when you scrape and find a deal off of Craigslist, when you use our strategies to have a buyer say, heck yeah, I'll take every deal you find like that. All of a sudden, your courage has proof of concept that this works, and then you dig in. And if you have the ability to get next level education, you do. If you have the opportunity to be an insider elite member, you do. You go to a live event, you absorb the knowledge because you know you're gonna be courageous enough to go out there and put it in play, and the confidence will build by proof of concept. Set up one goal at a time and make it happen. Guys, this is the time we need to be in real estate. All of us, every single one of you watching, this is not the time to sit around. This isn't. Listen, I know some of you might be frustrated. You've been trying for years and it didn't work. I get all that. Use that as wind behind your sail of what you know what not to do. But you can't just let this time pass you by. And that's why you're watching me right now. So if you're watching on iTunes or YouTube, go to deansfreebook.com, get my book, and there's a special video that you can watch after. Again, if you're at deangraziosi.com, you can get my book up here, and immediately you can watch a video and have the opportunity to be an Insider Elite member as well. All right, guys, we'll have another great message for you next week. Kick some butt, take names, get rid of the stories, get courageous, take action, build confidence, and get on your path to your first deal or many deals if you're one of my rock star real estate students. I'll talk to you soon.